When Daddy called from work, he said he had something special for her. She couldn't fathom what it could be, but she surely didn't want to give him a reason to withhold a present. So she made sure everything was perfect for him when he got home. Their house was clean, and their room was perfectly in order for what she hoped would be an eventful evening. The dull, low, mechanical sound of the garage door that rumbled through the entry of the house always made her skin prickle, because it meant that he was home. She was sure he took his time every day before sliding his key into the door, simply because he liked to prolong her anticipation. Today she felt like he waited an eternity. That worked to her advantage because it meant she could make sure every hair, every detail was in place. She knelt on her cushion, about 15 feet inside the door, as had become her custom, completely naked, except for her pink collar with its silver tag. Her hair was done up in 2 pigtails, high on her head, and her makeup was immaculate. Soft pink lips, smoky eyes. Her only other adornments were a silver ring on one hand and an ankle chain, and of course, the soft kitten tail plug he'd instructed her to wear. He told her she was to wear it for the entire hour before he returned home, in preparations for the evening's events. The tail plug was a favorite game of hers, but it always made her a little twitchy. The dull ache and stretch of the plug, as she worked around the house, centered her focus on her core, and within 15 minutes of inserting the cone-shaped toy into her tight little hole, she was always soaked. She was sure he knew it, and, more importantly, that he loved it. That fact, combined with the soft brush of the tail against the backs of her legs, caused her whole body to tingle. When his key finally turned in the lock and the door opened, it was all she could do not to jump out of her skin. She wanted to tackle him, to rub all over him, but she knew better. She was a good kitten, and so she sat still and waited for him to acknowledge her. Her fingers pressed into the tops of her legs. She held her breath. Even after all this time, he still made her heart race every time he came home. "Hello, kitten." His deep voice seemed louder than usual to her ears in her excitement. "Did you have a good day today?" He set his briefcase down at the door and took the leash from where it was draped over the door handle, beckoning to her. She crawled happily to him, moving slowly, knowing how much it excited him to watch her crawl, long and lean, shoulders and hips undulating like some sleek jungle cat. She permitted herself to nuzzle his knee as she reached him, and then sat back, chin up. His large, strong hand cupped her face for just a moment as he smiled kindly down at her, a hint of amusement in his eyes, before he reached down to her collar to clip the leash. "And what tag did we choose today, kitten?" he chuckled, one brow raised as he met her eyes, noting the soft flush that crept to her cheeks. His fingers turned the silver tag into the light so he could read it. He'd bought several of them for her, each with different words etched into them for her to change as she wished. "Fuck toy, Is that what kitten is hoping for?" If she could have wagged that kitten tail for him, she certainly would have. "Well, we'll see what the night holds. Come, kitten." She crawled beside him as they made their way into the living area. She loved the way he held the leash taut while they walked, causing just the slightest pressure and constriction with her collar. It was as comforting a sensation to her as his strong hand at the small of her back, as he steered her through crowds, or simply holding hands when at home alone. She loved it. He sat down in the center of the sofa, and she curled up at his feet, resting on one hip, careful of the tail plug, not wanting to make herself any more on edge than she already was. She'd made a light plate of food for him to eat, and poured a glass of wine and left them on the table in front of the sofa. He pulled out a newspaper, and Kitten tried not to sigh. He loved to tease. He loved to make her wait. He knew exactly how distracted and wet she was, but if he had a gift for her, she was going to have to earn it. Kitten rested her cheek against his knee and counted her breaths. 1, 2. She had many exercises by now to center and focus herself. They lived a good life, Kitten and Daddy. She was coddled and kept, and he loved her very much. When they went out, she was the envy of every woman who saw her. A beautiful woman with a lot of friends, doted on by a good, strong, kind man. Kitten knew this, and rather than becoming spoiled, she became more determined to earn her place. When he had finished his food and drunk half his wine, he patted his lap and called her up. She assumed what was one of her favorite positions, draped across his lap. Her bottom centered over his legs, and her head rested on her folded arms. They often spent hours like this while they read or watched TV, his fingers idly stroking her spine or her hair. This position also led to other things, and Kitten's heart raced again as she settled against him, feeling that telltale lump beneath her. Long fingers caressed the smooth skin of her ass, and this time she sighed in pure bliss. She could almost hear the smile spreading across his face. "You are very good to me, Kitten. Why is that?" Her voice soft and small when she answered. "Because you treat me so well, Daddy. I want to do my best to please you, to be everything you could ever want, and more." She heard him groan, and she knew she'd answered correctly. It was those noises, that sound when she'd scratched a particular itch, that made her confident that she was where she belonged, that she gave him what he needed. "I almost wish you'd been naughty tonight, Kitten. Give me a chance to redden this perfect little ass." Kitten's face flushed, and she wondered if she'd made a mistake, but then gasped softly and sunk her fingers into her forearm as she felt him begin to play with her tail, that tight ring reacting to the push and pull as he toyed with it. "But how could I possibly find fault with a beautiful kitten who gets this wet just waiting for her daddy?" His fingers slid down between her legs, urging her to open slightly. His fingertips teased the crease between her lips, skimming the surface, not dipping inside, doing nothing to ease that burning ache. He gave her a light, playful smack and told her, "Be a good kitten. Grab the cuffs from the table, little one." She immediately leapt up, eager to begin whatever games Daddy had in store for tonight, and pulled the pair of cuffs out of the drawer in the side table. They were soft and pink and matched her collar. She got down onto her knees again in front of him and pulled her hands behind her back, leaning forward, listening intently as they were fastened. She straightened with a tug of her leash and felt her elbows pulled together. The remaining length of the leash was then wrapped around the middle of her arms. This pulled her shoulders back and made her back arch. It wasn't a restraint Daddy used often, but it made the heat inside her grow even hotter. "There," Up, pet. Come sit beside me. With a hand under her elbows, he helped her stand, and she sat beside him, turned sideways and facing him. Her cheeks glowed softly, and it was easy to see how excited she was. He couldn't help laughing, which made her blush even redder. You really want your present, don't you? She nodded quickly, with a wide smile, almost childlike in her enthusiasm. From his coat pocket, he produced a small black box and held it up for her to see. Slowly, so as to draw out the suspense, he opened the hinged lid. At first she was confused, and only saw a length of coiled gold chain. But as he grasped the middle of the chain and lifted, she gasped in delight and wiggled where she sat. At each end of the chain was a clamp, the ends encased in rubber, and attached to each of those clamps hung a shiny golden bell. Daddy shook the chain gently, and the bells tinkled a high note. Do you like them, pet? She nodded. Will you wear them for me now? She arched her back by way of an answer. Her teeth sunk into her lower lip, and she lifted her chin high. Her breasts were not overly large, but rather perfectly proportioned, as if they were made for Daddy's hands, round and soft, with rosy pink nipples that were already tight in anticipation. She breathed deeply when his finger and thumb closed tightly around her left nipple, pulling it out and away from her body, stretching it and sliding the clamp around it. As he slowly released it, the pressure increased and increased until he let go. She realized that she had been holding her breath and forced herself to release it shakily. The clamp was strong, and she could feel the blood trying to pulse through the squeezed flesh, throbbing. His hand stroked her cheek, and he watched her face closely. Okay? She nodded quickly. The care on his face acted as a sort of balm for the new pain. Quietly, he said, deep breath again, kitten. She closed her eyes. She expected him to grab her other nipple, but instead felt her collar move, and then heard the soft sound of metal on metal as the other clamp threaded through the ring in the front of her soft pink leather collar. When it was pulled all the way through, she couldn't control the gasp as her clamped breast was pulled upward. New jolts of pain shot from her nipple down to her clit, which was swollen and slick. She hardly noticed that his fingers pinched her other nipple until she felt the second clamp closing down, biting tightly into her skin. She was panting by the time his fingers completely released the clamp. Her eyes were still shut, and she was vaguely aware of the shift of the couch beneath her as he stood up and walked from her. She shivered and then breathed deeply, remaining completely still to give her nerves time to adjust and to calm. Through her eyelids, she saw a double flash and opened them to slits, just enough to see Daddy with his camera. Perfect. Beautiful pet. He held his hand out to her, and she slowly rose from the sofa, the new bells jingling softly. Every move, every shift of muscle sent intense sensations through her. No matter how she moved, new pain melting into a soft, aching pleasure washed over her. He led her down the hall to their bedroom and laid her gently on the bed. He took a moment to just stare down at her. There was a soft, blissful look that came over her when her mind relaxed and she completely gave herself to him. A look that made his cock hard and made his heart beat harder. He bent low over her body and a deep growl rumbled from his chest just as his lips touched her. This was where she was meant to be. and he vowed with every kiss to prove just how much she deserved to be his.